Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:13, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, howdy folks. Austin Price in today. In Austin, we'll have a definitive Father's Day forecast for you, I promise. So you'll know exactly.
Yeah, 100% success rate.
You'll know exactly what's going on. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, UWF Board of Trustees voting Thursday on a compensation package of over $744,000 for incoming interim president Manny Diaz Jr. This is the entire package price, folks. With this said, it's not a done deal. The Florida Board of Governors must now approve the package under the terms of the contract. Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14th, 2025 until July 13th, 2026.
And it was the Party for Socialism and Liberation behind Thursday evening's downtown Pensacola gathering. Protesters marched in defiance of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. And in November of last year, over 77 million Americans voted to support the president's initiative on removing people illegally from the United States.
Okay, and here's your third story today. Something went terribly wrong Thursday evening in Destin. A touring helicopter crashed at the Destin Executive Airport. Okaloosa deputies confirming four people were on board that chopper. The passengers and pilot were transported to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Okaloosa Airport Security Unit is now investigating that crash. It is 4:15. And, of course, at this time, Austin Price looks at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control service. You can visit insect.net today for more details on that. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Worst looking area is probably going to have to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And on Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, we always have issues there. But there is an accident report that is adding to that congestion. Last major spots, I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 87 degrees. Going to be a low of 78 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Those chances are going to linger on both your Saturday and Father's Day Sunday. Both of those days, we are going to have highs just under 90 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Triumph Gulf Coast has been a huge win for local economic development across Northwest Florida. Today, their monthly meeting was held on the Pensacola State campus. Senator Don Gates reflected on his contribution.
I sponsored the legislation that created Triumph Gulf Coast and the legislation that directed our attorney general to file a lawsuit against BP that resulted in the state of Florida getting a $2 billion award, $1.5 billion of which, under the bill that I wrote, had to come to Northwest Florida through Triumph Gulf Coast. So I'm proud, Papa, to see what is being accomplished now.
A lot of positive work gone into Triumph Gulf Coast. Senator Gates says there have been challenges.
And also here in the local scene, a court date has been set for Lindsay Dawn Kelly. That's a former bookkeeper at Ernest Ward Middle School who's charged with embezzling over $50,000. The 41-year-old was arrested last October, and while charges for scheme to defraud and false bookkeeping were dismissed, she still faces a felony charge for grand theft. Judge Amy Broderson has scheduled a jury trial for mid-September.
You know, 4:17, by the way, News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on. I know the roads are a little slippery out there, so watch your braking distance. We just went through a power outage.
We did.
You heard that long pause there simply because everything went black.
We weren't just raising suspense for you.
Not at all. Just fine-tuning our alternative means of telling you what's going on. Hey, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity expected during the next 7 days. Another large plume of dust moving across the state today. The dust, along with wind shear, will help suppress tropical development.
And speaking of which,
here's your top state stories this hour.
Wanted to kick things off with the state headlines here. Talking about Rick Scott. He's pushing to reform the National Flood Insurance Program. The senator announced yesterday he's introducing three bills that'll lower the cost of flood insurance. He says since its inception, the NFIP has been unfair to Florida policyholders. Scott says his bills will increase transparency, encourage more private sector participation, and allow for a robust and affordable flood insurance market that gives homeowners flexibility.
Okay, protests against the Trump administration are expected to take place primarily tomorrow. They're calling it No King's Day. And Wayne Ivey, he's the sheriff down in Brevard County. Well, he's warning to any protesters who turn violent and have these protests, we will stop you.
If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead.
Not only that, but Governor Ron DeSantis kind of adding to the whole debacle, saying that Florida drivers have the right to protect themselves during unruly protests. During an interview on the Rubin Report, DeSantis said, if a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have the right to flee for your safety. He went on to say, if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. The governor's comments come ahead of widespread No Kings protests.
Okay, SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral this morning. SpaceX says the rocket lifted off about 10:30 Pensacola time, carried 23 Starlink satellites into orbit. According to SpaceX, this was the 21st flight for the first stage booster used in this mission.
All righty, 419, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gun show this weekend in Pensacola. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. Brand new event located at the Hachi Shrine Temple at 800 West 9 Mile Road, Saturday 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 to 3. Admission $10 per person. Kids under 14 are free. Free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, USAGunShowsFL.com.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Too many lonely signs have drifted out to sea. You lay your bets and then you pay the price. The things we do
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. There is a surprise in the latest reading on how Americans feel about the economy. Jenny Casola shares her thoughts on this.
For the first time in 6 months, the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading is suggesting Americans are more upbeat about the economy. U of M's preliminary June reading rose to 60.5. Also, those surveyed do not expect inflation will rise to as drastic levels for the next year and 5 years. Sentiment plunged following the shock of high tariffs in early April. Since then, trade tensions have eased. Economists were expecting there would be improvement, but not to these levels. The reading is still below December, when sentiment rose following the election. The survey period was May 27th to June 9th, before Israel's attack on Iran. Chinny Kosola, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the numbers today. Hillary Barsky is in with the information.
Stocks tumbled and oil prices surged after Israel launched strikes against Iran's nuclear program and military leaders, and as Iran retaliates. The major averages were on track for weekly gains coming into today's session, but ended the week in the red, snapping a three-week winning streak. Energy was the only gainer among the 11 S&P 500 sectors as oil prices surged. Defense sector stocks like Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin advanced. Most of the 30 Dow members fell. The only winners, Chevron and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow falling 770 points, the Nasdaq lower by 256, S&P 500 down 68. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price in with a look at the weather and traffic together.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got. We did have several spots of note. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. We did have reports of a traffic incident there, and congestion did look worse than usual, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot is going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Going to be some rainfall chances tonight and all throughout your weekend. Highs on both Saturday and Father's Day Sunday, just below 90 degrees.
Okay, then there was the East Coast, and then there was the West Coast for SpaceX. I told you earlier about the East Coast launch.
Yeah.
On the 9 launch. And now there, get this, there were 26 more. SpaceX again grew its broadband internet network on Thursday, launching a new batch of Starlink spacecraft from California into its group of more than 7,600 active satellites in low Earth orbit. With Thursday's launch of the books, SpaceX now has launched 72 Falcon 9 missions in 2025, of which 53 have been in support of the Starlink service.
All right. And, you know, just a couple minutes ago, when we were listening to Hillary Barsky talking about the stocks and everything, she did mention Israel attacking Iran. Well, of course, Iran conducting missile strikes against Tel Aviv in what's a likely response to Israeli strikes. Iranian state media reported that hundreds of missiles had been launched. Some have reportedly made it through Israel's Iron Dome defense system. Israeli defense forces say that civilians are being targeted by Iran, but the U.S. is reportedly helping Israel intercept missiles and drones launched by the nation.
427, News Radio 92.3, Democratic Governors Kathy Hochul of New York, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, and Tim Walz of Minnesota faced a heated grilling in the House hearings today over their sanctuary state policies. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Republicans unloaded on Democratic governors of so-called sanctuary states of Minnesota, Illinois, and New York.
That is You prioritize putting illegals first.
That is not
Rapes
true.
Of young girls, beatings of NYPD cops.
You do violate the law. You are sanctuary cities.
New York Rep. Elise Stefanik and Arizona Rep. Andy Biggs over sanctuary policies as Massachusetts Rep. Stephen Lynch and all other Democrats during the House committee hearing focused on President Trump.
Trump isn't trying to protect us. He's trying to divide us.
The president on Truth Social on deportations writes in part that saving America is non-negotiable. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And police in New Jersey searching for four people who escaped from an immigration detention center. Homeland Security said the detainees were being held at the Delaney Hall facility in Newark. ICE is holding people there who are facing potential deportation. And officials said the four were unaccounted for last night, and it's unclear if they're still on the grounds or have left the area. That as of earlier this afternoon.
News Radio 92.3, we watched the horrible and horrific video of that airline crashing yesterday. Somebody survived, a 40-year-old British national, lone survivor of Air India Flight 171. Lillian Wu has more.
The only survivor of India's deadliest plane crash in decades, recovering in a hospital in Ahmedabad, India, with no major physical injuries. His brother Nayan saying he video called his family immediately after the crash, telling them,
"I don't know how I'm alive."
Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, seated next to an emergency door which had apparently broken on impact, he told Indian news media the plane felt stuck 5 or 10 seconds after takeoff and that it seemed to be trying to accelerate when it crashed into a building. 241 people on the flight headed to the UK and several others on the ground died. There were also injuries on the ground in the first ever crash involving a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And it sounds like something out of the scene of a movie. A Memphis police officer jumped into a strange man's car during a foot chase. Video posted to social media this week shows the cop slowing his stride and climbing into a civilian's back seat before jumping out again to rejoin the chase. The suspect, who's wanted for multiple theft and vandalism charges, still managed to escape. Authorities say the officer who bummed a ride didn't break any rules, and they thanked the driver for assisting in the pursuit.
News Radio 92.3 keeping you connected this afternoon. Democrats are demanding an investigation after a U.S. senator was forcibly removed from a press conference on Thursday. Ryan Schmeltz has the update.
The Congressional Hispanic Caucus, leading a large group of House Democrats in a Senate Majority Leader John Thune's office, then House Speaker Mike Johnson's. Democrats are demanding an investigation after Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed and handcuffed after he disrupted a Department of Homeland Security press conference. Congressman John Manion of New York on Fox Radio affiliate WIBX claims it's the latest concerning action from the Trump administration for his constituents.
They're terrified because they're seeing unprecedented acts occur over and over and over again.
Republicans argue Padilla's actions were performative and inappropriate, as some are floating censuring the California Democrat. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, concerns over potential oil and gas operations surfacing after the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management announced the entire Gulf under consideration for new offshore oil and gas lease sales. SRIA folks are now looking to pass a resolution opposing that plan. As the officials raising concern about potential ecological damage and negative impacts to local tourism. We'll watch this story for you. Starting to unravel, and we'll let you know about it. This is News Radio 92.3 Afternoon, everybody.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Iran is hitting back after an initial attack by Israeli forces aimed at Tehran's nuclear facilities. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
We're hearing from regional sources that Iran fired about 100 ballistic missiles at Israel. This is truly unprecedented in terms of the number of missiles that managed to actually strike in the heart of Tel Aviv.
Israeli's air defense system intercepting many of those strikes. A jury award won by author E. Jean Carroll against President Trump will stand.
President Trump's legal team fails to persuade a federal appeals court to reconsider a $5 million verdict won by E. Jean Carroll. The former magazine columnist, a jury found he sexually abused and defamed.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Stocks taking a dive today. The Dow dropping at 770 points. The Nasdaq giving up 256. S&P down 68. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Join Dawn from Ochsner Nuvot Health 65 Plus this Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They're recognizing older Americans' contributions, highlighting aging trends, and reaffirming commitments to serve the older adults in our communities. Text or call in with your questions on how Ochsner Nuvot's Health 65 Plus can help. Tune in Tuesday.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Your mama's calling, but you're having fun. You'll find you're dancing on in number 9 club.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the UWF Board of Trustees voted Thursday on a compensation package of $744,000 for incoming interim president Manny Diaz Jr. With that said, it's not a done deal. The Florida Board of Governors must now approve the package, and under the terms of the contract, Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14th of 2025 to July 13th of 2026.
Okay, here's your second story out of three. It was the Party for Socialism and Liberation behind Thursday evening's downtown Pensacola gathering. Protesters march in defiance of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. If you remember, back in November 2024, over 77 million Americans voted to support the president's initiative on removing people illegally from the U.S.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Something went terribly wrong Thursday evening in Destin. A Taurean helicopter crashed at the Destin Executive Airport. Okaloosa deputies confirm four people were on board the helicopter. The passenger and pilot were transported to a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Okaloosa Airport Security Unit is investigating the crash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Clock calls it. Cross-ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
On TNT, Oilers 5, Panthers 4. The third of 4 games in the Stanley Cup Final decided in overtime. The Panthers blew a 3-0 lead last night at home after one period. Edmonton swapped starting goalie Stuart Skinner for Calvin Pickard after the first period. Then the Oilers scored 3 times in the second to tie it. Edmonton went in front with over 6 minutes to play when Jake Walman scored. But the Panthers forced overtime when Sam Reinhart scored with 20 seconds to go in regulation. Leon Draisaitl's game winner with 8:42 left in overtime. The Oilers will host Game 5 of the Cup Final tomorrow. The NBA Finals back tonight. Pacers up 2-1 on the Thunder, hosting Game 4. The last time any golfer had played a bogey-free first round at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh, 2016, when Dustin Johnson did it, on his way to a victory at the U.S. Open. Thursday, 34-year-old American J.J. Spawn played his first round without going over par on any hole. Spawn shot a 66, 4-under, good for a one-stroke lead into the second round today. Thriston Lawrence of South Africa shot 3-under. Two-time U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, who has not won a major since his fifth at the 2023 PGA Championship, 2-under par, 2 shots off the lead entering the second round. Koepka with a morning start today. Same for John Rahm, who shot 1-under in round one. According to a warrant reviewed by the Washington Post, former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown is being sought by police in Miami-Dade, Florida on an alleged attempted murder charge with a firearm. The warrant shows that the former NFL receiver must post $10,000 bond and observe house arrest until he'll face trial for an incident at a celebrity boxing match last month, where 2 shots were fired after Brown was allegedly involved in physical altercation. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Indiana Pacers will look to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals tonight. The Pacers hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 4 after taking a series lead with 116-107 win over the Thunder on Wednesday. Tip-off set for 7:30. Now, you can catch coverage of this game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Yeah, they do a good job over there at ESPN. They sure do. Pensacola dropping a close game to Rocket City Thursday. Thursday, 5-4. Wahoos playing 500 ball now are 30-30 in the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola back on the road. It is game four of the six-game series against the Trash Pandas. They'll throw that first pitch 6:35 in Huntsville. Stunning update to pass on to you this afternoon when we're talking about baseball. It's all about the drug overdose death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Jared Max has more for us.
6 years since the death of former Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs at age 27 from a mix of fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol. Court documents in Los Angeles reveal that now 38-year-old Cincinnati Reds starting pitcher Wade Miley is accused of having provided Skaggs with drugs. This according to a deposition from Skaggs' former agent, Ryan Hamill, in which he said that he had been told by Skaggs his former client was given oxycodone pills by Wade Miley. This news revealed from a deposition part of a wrongful death suit filed by Tyler Skaggs' family against the Angels. Wade Miley is not facing criminal charges. A former Angels publicist, Eric Kay, is currently serving a 22-year sentence in federal prison for providing pills laced with fentanyl to Tyler Skaggs. Jared Max, Fox News.
And WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark will return from her injury on Saturday. The Indiana Fever announced Friday that Clark will be back on the court when they host the undefeated New York Liberty. Clark's been out of action since May 24th when she suffered a quad strain. She has missed the Fever's last five games, and the Fever went 2-3 in that stretch.
What's going on with some of these sports figures dying on the drugs, attempted murder charges? Here we go. I'm going to roll this one out for you. Former NFL player is wanted for attempted murder. Chris DeMeo has more on the report.
Antonio Brown reportedly has a warrant out for his arrest following an incident at a boxing event in Miami. A video shows the former Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receiver appearing to fight in a parking lot, then a gunshot rang out, sending spectators running. Brown was later seen in handcuffs being led to the back of a police cruiser. The warrant in Miami-Dade County lists a charge of attempted murder with a gun and calls for Brown to post a $10,000 bond. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Chris, just while we were listening to Chris say that, it's upsetting because he was such a legendary wide receiver, right. And a lot of people think he's genuinely not mentally well. So to see such a fall from grace like this, it's very sad.
Okay, it is. It was a pedal to the metal on the racetrack at Michigan International Speedway. I guess they could call it Speedway up there. They were flying around the track. Joe Morgan has what's to come next for NASCAR.
Fox in the fast lane.
Denny Hamlin claimed the checkered flag on Sunday at Michigan International Speedway with just enough fuel to spare.
Plenty of anxiety in the 11 camp. Here comes Denny Hamlin. Third win of the year going to come at Michigan number 11 delivered.
Sound courtesy of Prime Video. Hamlin, who won for the 57th time in his NASCAR Cup Series career, needed a tow to victory lane after running out of gas. Chris Buescher, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five in the Fire Keepers Casino 400. William Byron finished 28th, but still sits atop the Cup Series standings, 41 points up on Larson. NASCAR now makes a trip across the border. For the first time, the Cup Series will race in Mexico, with the Viva Mexico 250 taking place Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern from Autódromo Hermanos Rodriguez. It's also the first time since 1958 that the Cup Series will hold a points-paying race in another country. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. What we saw in the Stanley Cup Final was kind of amazing. Florida jumped up on Edmonton 3-0 after the first period. Edmonton scores three straight to tie it. Then a goal each sends it into overtime, where Leon Draisaitl scores another overtime goal. There's nothing better than Stanley Cup Final playoff hockey, especially when we get a Game 7, which we will. I'm Gresh.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is talking about new drug research he's funding. This research looks into the medical benefit of psychedelic drugs on vets struggling with mental illness.
Many of them came to my office, shared their stories with me. Those who tried Ibogaine, and it made a game-changing difference for those who have either PTSD or could be opioid challenges or other issues.
And how dirty are beards? Research has shown that beards often do indeed host dense microbial populations, bolstered by a moist place for them to thrive. It's been an issue in the healthcare field where there have been mixed results over how hygienic they actually are. Some early studies raised concerns that facial hair may be home to more harmful bacteria, but others have shown no difference between bearded and clean-shaven workers.
Okay, a mother and daughter in Pennsylvania facing charges today connected to an alleged at-home abortion. Here's CJ Papa.
The baby boy was born on May 10, 2024. The then 17-year-old girl shared pictures of the infant with others and kept the baby in a box under her bed for at least 37 hours before she and her mother buried him at their Lancaster County home, that from the district attorney. Cops started their probe in March when they received gruesome photos from a witness sent to them by the girl. 50-year-old Shannon Jones is charged with endangering the welfare of a child, corruption of minors, and criminal conspiracy. Her daughter, now 18, is charged with concealing the death of a child and abuse of a corpse. The DA's office says Jones allegedly purchased abortion medication online for her daughter against recommended instructions and without medical supervision. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, Children's Hospital Los Angeles is closing its center for trans youth health and development. Hospital says the decision is due in part to pressure from the Trump administration. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Children's Hospital Los Angeles says they will also stop performing transgender surgeries on minors. In a memo, the hospital says the decision's due to the state's budget crisis, economic uncertainty, and pressure from President Trump. They reference his executive order from earlier this year against transgender surgeries and treatment for minors. It says it's the policy of the U.S. that it will not fund or support transitioning children. The hospital notes the federal government's already cut off money to universities and research institutions, so they do believe funding is at stake, especially after a memo from Attorney General Pam Bondi that said U.S. attorneys must investigate and prosecute all suspected cases of female genital mutilation under the guise of so-called gender-affirming care. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, let's see what we got here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads, there were only a few spots giving us issues. The worst-looking ones are going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 87 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances dominate your weekend, where both highs for Saturday and Sunday will be just under 90 degrees.
Let's take a look at the national snapshot this afternoon. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean looking at your weekend forecast.
Another round of wet weather and the risk of stronger storms across the central and eastern U.S. the next few days, thanks to a slow-moving frontal boundary that will spark showers and thunderstorms over Texas, parts of the Mid-South, and the Mid-Atlantic. Heavy rain could bring another day of flooding alerts, especially for some of the areas that have already seen quite a bit of rain. This setup will continue through Sunday. Meanwhile, another heat wave expected across the southwest, with temperatures soaring well over 100 degrees into the 110 degree range over the weekend. Foxweather.com has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of airline companies falling today as higher oil prices and yesterday's tragic air crash in India pushed the market significantly lower. Shares of American and United Airlines lost 4% each. Stocks finished lower on Wall Street, with the Dow dropping nearly 770 points, the S&P 500 off the pace by 68, and the Nasdaq tumbling more than 250. Barbie maker Mattel is announcing it's partnering with OpenAI to develop artificial intelligence-powered toys and games. The company added that the pair would likely announce their first product later this year as the toy maker strives to get ahead of the AI curve. It's been an up-and-down week for U.S. crude oil prices, experiencing a spike today following Israel's attack on Iran. Crude back up 7.5% above $73 a barrel. That's your money now.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, PayPal and Google Wallet will no longer be together starting very soon. This is interesting. Here's Eben Brown.
Following PayPal's announcement last year that it would no longer let users link their accounts to wallet apps, Google Wallet will soon no longer have PayPal in the app as a payment method. If you've been using PayPal in your Google Wallet, it will likely self-delete in the next week. As a workaround, you can make purchases using PayPal directly or with PayPal's app. You can use another card in your Google Wallet, but if you have PayPal's debit MasterCard, that card can be added to the Google Wallet app. The same rules apply for Samsung Wallet. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And we were just talking about health a couple minutes ago, so this seems like a good segue topic. A new study shows almost everyone who wears a smartwatch to track activities is willing to share the data with a doctor to improve their health. The study shows 94% of people are okay with data sharing and that nearly half already have shared data. Researchers noted in the survey that about 4 in 10 adults wear a smartwatch, which could lead to more personal health care by reviewing the data on it. The study involved hundreds of people, with the majority in the U.S.
448 News Radio. 92.3 Small businesses are searching for new seasonal employees as summer hiring heats up. Jeff Luck has details from Wildwood, New Jersey this afternoon.
You know, we talk about creating jobs. I think we need to create some people because they need a lot of people to run Maury's Piers on the Wildwood Coast. And we come back every year, I think, to talk to Denise Bexson about this because you hire so many young people. Summer hiring, we think, is going to be down. Have you had problems?
Seasonal hiring is always a challenge for us, yes.
But you've got a huge operation here, 3 piers, all sorts of rides and everything. You rely on these summer workers. What about the J-1 visa program?
We were really fortunate not to have any problems getting students this year from overseas, and we have a full roster. We have 1,500 jobs, and our local high school only graduates 50 students. Yeah, so
that was the thing that we always did as kids, but maybe not so much these days.
And a Facebook company, Meta, is investing about $14 billion in a San Francisco AI startup. A Meta spokesperson says the company has finalized its strategic partnership with Scale AI and that the CEO of the startup will be leaving it and joining Meta to work on its superintelligence efforts. After the investment, Meta now holds a 49% stake in Scale AI, and the investment comes as Meta looks to improve its competitive edge against Google, OpenAI, and other companies in the growing artificial intelligence market.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. A new analysis by Goldman Sachs finds that while lawmakers in Congress are weighing a higher cap on the state and local tax deductions, those potential tax savings are unlikely to stop wealthier taxpayers from moving to states such as Florida.
Uh-oh.
The report noted that over the last two decades, interstate migration has shifted the U.S. population away from the Northeast and the West Coast to the South and the Southwest. And, Elon Musk, back in the spotlight again, Tesla founder, is what he calls in a cooling off period with the American public. Teresa Crowley explains this one.
American passions toward Elon Musk, both pro and con, have cooled since his messy public dust-up with President Trump, even though the president now says he wishes his former Doge cost cutter very well. An AP NORC poll finds the number of Republicans very favorable toward Musk dropped 12 points from April to June, down from 38% to 26%. But Democrats' anti-Musk fervor also dropped. 74% found him very unfavorable in April, down to 65% by June. Most Republicans still see Musk favorably, but about half of Americans now have a negative opinion of Tesla. Only a third have a favorable view, and 2 in 10 don't know enough to say. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a federal judge is enabling the return of 3 fired Consumer Product Safety Commission members. The commissioners were nominated by former President Biden and fired under the Trump administration. They sued the administration, and now a district judge is ordering the restoration of their pay as well as their access to office spaces, computers, and email accounts. Just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
June 13th through June 29th, Pensacola Little Theater presents Camelot, a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, his beloved Queen Guinevere, and the valiant Knights of the Round Table. Filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society, the story explores themes of honor, betrayal, and the struggle to maintain peace in a world rife with conflict. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
On 4:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Looks like Austin's ready for the weekend.
Indeed, I am.
Cranking it up there. Austin has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Worst spot outside of those two, probably going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 78 tonight. It's going to be rainy tonight, bleeding into your entire weekend, where the highs for both days will be just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the Grammys set dates for their 2026 show and nominations. And in fact, they've been announcing some new rules for you. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The Recording Academy announced some changes for the upcoming 68th Annual Grammy Awards, including Best Country Album, which will be renamed to Best Contemporary Country Album. There's also updates to the physical box set categories and updated language for several categories, including Best Progressive R&B Album, Best Dance Pop Recording, Best Regional Roots Album, and others. The Grammys will air Sunday, February 1st next year on CBS for the last time before moving to Disney. The show will broadcast from the Los Angeles Crypto.com Arena and will stream on Paramount Plus. Nominations will be announced November 7th. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Kendrick Lamar's beef with Drake is taking center stage at his concerts in Toronto. Lamar performed his Grammy-winning diss track Not Like Us twice in Drake's hometown yesterday after fans demanded an encore. The crowd recited Lamar's vicious bars aimed at Drake word for word throughout the performance and roared with cheers after he was done. Drake has yet to comment on Lamar's performance. He was supposed to hop on a live stream with Kai Cenat while Lamar was on stage last night but pushed it back.
4:57, News Radio 92.3. If you ever been out to the western slope of Colorado around Grand Junction, in that area out there, you'll notice that they have a lot of dinosaur findings out there, bones, things like that. Well, a new species of dinosaur has been uncovered. Jonathan Savage tells us more.
Behold, Kankulu mongoliensis, or Dragon Prince of Mongolia. Researchers in the Central Asian country have pieced together prehistoric bones kept in a museum, and what they discovered changed their understanding of what came before. The new species is now the closest known ancestor of all tyrannosaurs, the group of predators that includes the famous T-Rex. Scientists now have new insight into how tyrannosaurs evolved to become the deadly predators that roamed Asia and North America. Kankulu's bones are 86 million years old. It's thought the animal would have weighed around 1,400 pounds. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And Todd Chrisley is back on social media for the first time since getting out of prison. The reality TV star and his wife Julie were sent to prison back in 2022, but last month Trump gave them both full pardons. On Thursday, Todd Chrisley was back on Instagram to celebrate his youngest son Grayson making the Dean's List at the University of Alabama. The Chrisleys are expected to return to reality TV later this year with a docuseries on the Lifetime Network.
As China expands testing and use of automated cars on its roads, the U.S. Transportation Secretary now looking to increase our self-driving vehicle capacity. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said they're streamlining a process that should result in more testing and use of self-driving cars, in particular ones that do not have steering wheels or brakes. There's an exemption process that lets car makers manufacture and use 2,500 cars a year that do not comply with federal standards. Duffy says this exemption process has been bogged down in red tape for years, and he's ready to move through it more quickly. Since 2018, for example, GM has submitted petitions twice to operate cars without controls, but they've rescinded those petitions, and last year they stopped funding their Cruise robo-taxis after one of them harmed a pedestrian. Ford withdrew its petition last year after closing its self-driving unit 3 years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And How to Train Your Dragon is flying off to a fast start this weekend. Early estimates say the live-action remake pulled in around $8 million on Thursday previews and is projected to make over $70 million in its opening weekend. The How to Train Your Dragon franchise has made about $1.7 billion at the global box office, and the latest entry is expected to overtake Lilo and Stitch, which has made over $770 million worldwide so far.
Okay, researchers at NASA say the number of people living in flood-prone areas has increased by up to 24% since 2000. That's 10 times greater than previous models predicted. Now, federal forecasters predict this year's Atlantic hurricane season will be above normal. Between June and November, there could be 13 to 19 named storms, 3 to 5 of which could be major. So one thing to also remember when we're in the hurricane season, we have that large plume of dust moving into Florida today.
Yeah.
The dust along with the wind shear will help suppress some of that tropical development. So on that side, not so bad. And we will keep you up to date and up to speed on the weather conditions. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we're going to look at the area local news for you. This is Radio News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.